This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado House Republicans have selected a new minority leader after Representative Mike Lynch stepped down from the role yesterday. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
First-term Representative Rose Puglisi is the next House minority leader. Puglisi was previously the assistant minority leader, and she served as a Mesa County commissioner before moving to Colorado Springs and joining the State House. Puglisi told her colleagues she wants to pick the right fights and push forward the values Republicans all agree on. She also wants to help candidates win in November. The caucus has been in turmoil since it first came to light last week that their former leader Mike Lynch is on probation for a previously undisclosed DUI arrest. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Meanwhile, acting on years of pleas from autism care providers and parents, the Joint Budget Committee voted unanimously Wednesday to provide more reimbursement for pediatric behavioral care. The JBC made an additional $10 million in state funds available for the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing, which oversees the state Medicaid program. That will boost reimbursements to providers by about 25%. J.J. Tomesh, founder of Autism Care Clinic Behavior Span, said the money will help him hire more staff and provide raises for his employees.
It's given us a lot of hope that we didn't have a couple of months ago, and it's sweeped new energy into us, families and providers.
Many clinics for children with developmental challenges have left Colorado in recent years, citing the state's comparatively low reimbursement rates. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.